What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bully Talk Podcast. I am your host, Martone Barbudo, aka The Bearded Bully, and today I have a special fucking episode for y'all. And this is all because y'all voted for it. I put a poll up on my Instagram yesterday. I put up two choices, if y'all wanted Infidelity or I Cuffed a Thot. And surprisingly, y'all voted for I Cuffed a Thot. In a way, I'm not surprised, but in a way, I am, because the last few episodes I put out was a little serious, and y'all probably wanted something a little bit lighter with some humor, so y'all know I Cuffed a Thot is about to be a banger. Now, the other part about that is, a lot of females voted. I'm not surprised at that, but I am surprised at which females voted, because a few of y'all are females I've had relations with in the past. Now, I know y'all probably chose I Cuffed a Thot to see if you are the thot that I cuffed. And trust me, if you was the thot, I probably did an episode about you in episode one. I mean, in season one, I probably did an episode. If it was funny enough, if I felt like it was entertaining enough, I probably did. If I didn't, you don't got shit to worry about. And if it's an episode about you, trust me, you will fucking know. Now, some of y'all hoes I'm saving, because I have stories with females in Rochdale that I know will fuck shit up, that niggas can't agree on, that is straight facts. But like I said, I'm not here to defame or bully anybody. Yeah, I know it's called Bully Talk Podcast, but I'm literally here to like bully my way into this industry with no help. That's the whole mode of a Bully Talk Podcast. It's no we bullying people to hurt feelings, it's none of that. But let's get to the fucking story. I cuffed a thot. Here we go. So, boom. The year's like 2009, 2010. I want to say 2009. I know I was living in Rochdale at the time. I was living in Circle 4 with my homegirl. And I remember my guys, they were always telling me about this one female in Rochdale. Like, this bitch was like the legendary thot of Rochdale. You feel me? Like, everybody had a story with her or heard some shit about her. And it's just like, oh, all right, cool. Like, I wasn't about to go out here searching for a bitch. But it's like, oh, all right, that's crazy. Like, to me, I knew thoughts was out there. Like, I was a young nigga and I got pussy, but I didn't get pussy on a level that I did when I started fucking with niggas in Rochdale. Like, once I really came out my shell, my shit blew the fuck up. So, to hear about thoughts really wilding like that, it wasn't new to me, but it was like, damn, they that close? Alright, cool, boom. So, years go by. Like, when I tell you years go by, like, 2-3 years go by, one day I finally came across her. Like, I don't know how, I don't know where, but let me tell you. So, in Circle 3, my mans and them, I'm not going to drop no names in here because I don't know how niggas feel. Some niggas I don't even fuck with like that. But my mans and them had, they had kicked this nigga out his crib. Yes, you heard it right. They kicked the nigga out his crib. Niggas had the keys to the crib, got him up out of there. I don't know if the nigga was like a junkie, a fiend, or I don't know what, but they kicked the nigga out. Niggas told me to pull up, I pulled up. Nigga, you walked into the crib and was literally bottles. Like, bottles, nigga. Bottles all along the walls around the whole crib. Wine, champagne. It wasn't no liquor, but it was like wine and champagne and shit. So, we think we up. We got the spot. We got the free spot at that. No adults, nigga. It's up. So, he's trying to bring all the bitches through. He's trying to bring whatever bitches we could. At that time, I was still fucking with my homegirl, but I think I was still, like, teetering on, like, a few Rochdale females, you feel me? So, it was, like, it was whatever with me. So, one day, they actually bring the legendary Pokemon through. That's what we calling her. We calling her a legendary Pokemon. It's not I cuffed a thot. I caught a legendary Pokemon. Fuck that. So they brought the legendary Pokemon through, and I knew her a little bit. I didn't know her like that. I just knew her because she was cool with, like, the females I was cool with, and we would be around each other sometimes. And I knew this was a legendary Pokemon, but I was never like that aggressive with like, oh, you a thought, what's up? Like, I'll get it, you feel me? But I was never that type of nigga. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I applaud niggas like that. Like, that's a different level of bravery, bro. Like, that's different. So, I remember we in the crib, and the crib was fake filthy. Like, it was clothes everywhere. Niggas had cleaned the living room out and pushed everything into the back room. So, the back room was just, like, nobody used this shit. It was just clothes everywhere. Niggas made little pits where they was, like, I call them fuck pits. Like, you make a little pit out of the clothes, and you got busy in your pit, you feel me? So, I remember Shorty came through, and my mans had slept, you feel me? And when they was done, she came out, and she wasn't too pleased. And I'm laying on the floor next to the terrace, because I like looking outside. I like the view and shit. It was on a high floor, so I didn't really see nothing, but just being up that high, just looking at the stars and the clouds, that was something I was into. So she came and laid next to me, and we chopping it up, and she telling me, like, yo, Harlem, yo, bro, this, that, and the third, he wasn't all that, this, that, and the third. Now, before I even finish, I'm not making nothing up. This is real facts. If I had the bitch here next to me, she would confirm this shit. Facts. I have no reason to fucking lie. She was like, yo, she wasn't pleased. My bro ain't putting the work that she thought. So me being the nigga I was, I'm like, yo, let me redeem him. You feel me? Like, my bro not valid. I'ma bring my bro back. What's up? Like, I really try to play this shit like it was a basketball game. Like, oh, you beat my bro 1-on-1, but you can't beat me 1-on-1. Like, what's up? And the shit worked. You feel me? Like, the shit fucking worked. So I slapped. After that, shit went fucking up. Like, we ended up chilling every single day to the point where it's like, you waking up with me, we going to bed together. What are we? You feel me? Like, I wasn't claiming it publicly, but it got to the point where if I was to tell her to pull up to my man's crib, and I will dip off to go fuck with another bitch, and my man try to make a move, she was not with it. And at that point, I knew, like, okay, she's really fucking with me. Now, don't get it twisted. Shorty was cool as fuck. Super cool. That night, when we was in the crib, and she was laying next to me on the floor, I got to know her, you feel me? I don't know how we even got to that level, but we sat and talked all night. And I got to see past the thought. And that, I felt like that right there was my downfall. I should have kept the thought eyes on her. But I got to know that, yo, she was super cool, good head on her shoulders, super fucking clean. Like, that shit amazed me. For her to be a thought, that bitch was very, very clean. So, I started liking her for real, for real. And yes, I kissed this bitch on the mouth. I'm not proud of that. But guess what? I did it. You know what? A lot of niggas ain't gonna fucking man up to the fuck shit or the dumb shit or the embarrassing things that they done. I don't give a fuck, because none of y'all opinions matter to me. At one point, it did. I ain't gonna hold you. And as a man, we all have this fucking thing. Like, every nigga want to say they don't care about a nigga's opinion, but to some point, you do. You feel me? To some point, you do. And I know I just contradicted myself literally within, like, the same breath, but I don't care about y'all shit. Because there's nothing y'all can say to me that's going to bother me. I know my past and I'm comfortable where the fuck I came from. Now, the niggas who aren't comfortable with themselves, yeah, they'll feel some way. But me, what are you going to tell me, yo, Harlem, you kissed a thot? Yeah, nigga, so what? You know how many bitches y'all cuffed as thots that you don't even know on, nigga? Like, I willingly knew she was a thot and I did what I did. It's niggas, y'all niggas be cuffing whores in the hood, sucking mad dick. And y'all niggas be tonguing bitches down. Nigga, y'all niggas done tongue down some of my exes, bro. And I know what I did to them. So let's be real, bro. Like, every bitch done did some filthy shit in her life. Every bitch, every nigga did some filthy shit in her life. You feel me? And I think at that point, my mind elevated to a point like, you know what? Yeah, it was just sex. It's whatever. Now, granted, 50 niggas done ran through it. Cool. But it's like, y'all not fucking with her now, bro. Y'all niggas still want to hear she fucking with me. What's up? y'all see her walk with me, y'all mad. Like, that's how it got. And it was just crazy that I let myself get to the point of cuffing her, because I was never that type of nigga. Never. But she was so fucking cool and genuine. It's like, man, fuck your past. But yo, I don't even know how me and her fell off. I know I was fucking with her friend. Because me and her, like, we was fucking with each other. But it's like, we wasn't serious. Like, I was still fucking with other bitches. You feel me? So, I think me and her just went our separate ways. And then I ended up finding her a few years later on, like, POF or something. And we ended up linking again. And while we was there, I was just looking at her in my head, like, what the fuck am I doing here, bro? Like, it wasn't the same. Like, whatever I felt back then, because I'm a nigga, I think with my dick a lot. Let's keep it a band. We think with our dick and our brains get cloudy. So, when females be wondering, like, who's knocking these ugly bitches up? Who's it be us. We do that. You feel me? Because after the sun go down, our dick takes over. And that's a fact. Like, I've knocked down things that I'm not proud of. You feel me? And I said that. I shouldn't even have said that. But like I told you at the beginning of this fucking podcast, nigga, I'm open to whatever. Y'all gonna know about me. I'm not hiding nothing. And yo, this is our cuff the thought. I know I did mad rambling in here. I wanted to try to keep it a straight fucking episode, but I couldn't, nigga. I couldn't. I'm back. I don't know if y'all can hear the excitement in my fucking voice. Yo, I'm back. And yo, we running it up. Go follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Bully Talk Podcast. Go follow me on Twitter, Podcast Bully. Follow me on fucking TikTok, Beautiful Bully, you heard? Yo, I'm here. I'm not going nowhere. I'm out.